What's going on, y'all? Thank you for tuning in. You are now listening to Crave Reviews, the show where we talk about superheroes, anime, comic books, and manga. I'm your host, King Spider-Man, and on this episode, we are theorizing about the Straw Hat Pirates and their team dynamics and comparing their team dynamics to other properties, other fictional properties, and also going over some theories that I've run across on YouTube. We've run across on YouTube. I got my boy Ryan. I got my boy Frank. And we about to sit and have this discussion. So make sure to follow us on Instagram at Crave Reviews. That's KRAVVE_REVVIEWS to stay caught up on episodes, events, and special guests. Again, thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoy the conversation, leave a comment or DM us your take on it. Now, enjoy the show. What's going on, y'all? You are now listening to Crave Reviews, the show where we talk about comics, superheroes, manga, and everything else in between, TV and film, all that shit. I'm King Spider-Man. I'm here with my folk, Boss Frank.
Yeah, that's right. It's your boy, Big Boss Freezy, back in the motherfucking heezy. You already know what's going on here on Crave Reviews. You can also catch me over on a different channel. And my podcast is called Who Really Gives a Fuck? Streaming on all platforms. Make sure you go hit them up. King Spider-Man is also a part of the crew on that show. Make sure you check it out.
So, we've been talking about One Piece all season. We discussed the live action, which was fucking awesome. Broke the curse, if you ask me. We've been talking about other things here and there. We talked about the different Straw Hats and what we think, how we think they're gonna do it in the Netflix live action. One thing that that crossed my mind recently was how well the Straw Hats work together, and I wanted to dedicate an episode to that because. Spoilers for Wano, by the way. There's a part in Wano where Jinbei, he's during the raid. He's in there. He's running with them. This is his first official mission as a member of the Straw Hat crew. So he's like, I think Sanji goes off to save a woman that he hears, and Jimmy asked Luffy, like, what's he about to do? He must think there's a strong opponent somewhere or something. You know what I'm saying? He's going to head them off. And Luffy's like, yeah, I guess, you know. And then Jinbei just kind of thinks about it, and he's like, man, the Straw Hats really be doing, you know what I'm saying, be doing their thing as far as teamwork. I can't remember exactly what he said, but he was saying something along the lines of how he has to learn their ways to be able to keep up with them, because their teamwork and the way, like, really just their whole chemistry, the way it works, he's going to have to find a way to, you know, adapt to it, being that he's actually kind of a veteran and a fisherman, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that's what also is great, because these guys' teamwork is a little bit different than your normal set of teamwork. And what I mean by that is team dynamics being portrayed as of the past 5 years has been quite different, especially with the introduction of shit like Marvel and the Avengers, and even with the same thing going on over at DC with the Justice League, the first and second cut. Now, and then, of course, you know what I'm saying, if you want to be realistic, it might be animated, but it does kind of, like, hinge on the topic of where we at right now. Even Teen Titans, especially Teen Titans. Like, Teen Titans was more or less the succession of what an actual team should be able to do. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they had the opportunity to have older peers to understand how they had to work together, but kind of perfect that with actual timing. So when it comes down to people like the Straw Hat Pirates, their team tactics is more or less divide and conquer. Now, they might not necessarily fight together in a group again. Insert classic Avengers music and pose with everybody assembling in Age of Ultron. But if you want to be realistic, everybody kind of splits off and does their own thing when it comes down to the team dynamics of One Piece. It's very seldom that you get all of them fighting back to back. You always get them separated and having to fight their own battle down there and kind of having their own thing until you get to a place like where they fighting King and Queen, you know what I'm saying, where it's actually kind of sort of all hands on deck situation, you know what I mean? But for the majority of this series, they've really honestly and truly have been a team through association. Straw Hat Pirates, out of all the pirates, I feel like, especially out of all the, you know what I'm saying, crews, the Straw Hats have the most individual recognition for each member of the crew versus everyone kind of having a name because of the main captain of the crew. Like, Whitebeard. Whitebeard had strong motherfuckers. Red Hair Shanks. Red Hair Shanks got strong motherfuckers. But it's still kind of different, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to the dynamic. So when you think about other things, like when you think about how Justice League is, or how especially X-Men were when it came down to team dynamics, One Piece is definitely, again, a trendsetter, if not anything more true to its genre of how it wants to get the story moved along than anything, you know what I'm saying? So that's just what I think and my take on how that team dynamic. I could definitely get deeper into that. But we got to kick Ryan in because Ryan didn't answer the phone when we called him the first time. So now we got to kick him back. We got to kick him into the session.
I got an example of them doing the entire team fight thing when we get back. So when we get back, we're going to go into that. Team Dynamics, One Piece. It's not what I meant to start off with.
It's that gas. It's that gas, bitch. Welcome.
You are listening to Crave Reviews. And if you hear coughing, it's because we're getting ready for the Stoner's Ball. Stoner's Ball. We're just pre-gaming for the Stoner's Ball. November 17th, 2023 is the third annual Stoner's Ball, the Stoner Game. So y'all make sure that you dress like it's a ball, because it's called, that's just not called the Stoner's Ball for nothing.
Exactly.
Make sure y'all come out, you know what I'm saying? Support, we're going to have drinking game, we're going to have Stoner Game, we're going to have big rolling contest. Hell, performances, vendors,
my mom, your mom.
Yeah, it's late. Everybody's going to be there. And we might have a special guest, as always.
Remember last year, shout out to Kay Capri from Johnson's Cabaret for coming through and doing her thing last year. Very, very big up. Very, very well done. And very, very beautiful. I might add. One of the highlights.
Very tall.
Yeah, very tall.
very tall.
It adds to the beauty. And just, you know, saying again, we're going to be doing it at the same place we did the first one. And also, shout out to a lot of the people that came out and made that a star-studded event, including one of the performers from, what's the shit with Nick Cannon?
Wildin' out.
We did have some people to do. Shout out to all the vendors. Shout out to everybody that do the shit to be playing. You know what I'm saying? It's a way. We gotta do it the best way possible. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's happening.
Yeah. And that's what it is.
Stone's Ball, get your tickets now.
www.tickettable.com.
Can't do it without you guys. We try to make it the best every year.
There he is, that boy Lion Ryan.
Oh my man, there he is.
Oh man, I couldn't answer the phone. Ah man, nah man, I was couldn't do it.
Man. Yeah, my bad, man. My bad. I didn't even see that message, man.
Yeah, man. You late, man. You late.
Oh man, yeah. Apologize. I can't apologize.
But we've been talking about team dynamics amongst the Straw Hats, as far as like how it's portrayed, how they're portrayed as a team. Frank brought up that, you know, they don't really always operate as a team. They normally just split off and take on the opponents that they have that are lined up. You know what I'm saying? They kind of match up. But when he said that, I was thinking about Fishman Island. On Fishman Island, you know, they fought those 100,000 fishmen on that in that big ass area. That was,
yeah.
That and was they mean. Yeah, they took like 10,000 a piece, and they was like, yeah, I'm gonna take 10, you take 10.
And then Luffy steps up, releases Conqueror's Haki, and knocks out 50,000 of them at one time.
So that I think there was 50,000. Oh no, was
it was 50? It was 50. He took out 50,000 off the rip with just Conqueror's Haki.
Crazy, yeah.
This was the first time we really seen Frankie and his with his new tanks and shit. First time we see Robin actually make a whole clone of herself. You know what I'm saying? Everybody really had a moment to shine. You know what I'm saying? I can't really remember Usopp and Nami shit. But Chopper showed that he could control his monster point.
Usopp had like vines and shit that he, you know, a bunch of vines and new like plants.
Mm-hmm. So as far as they're concerned, who is your outside of Fishman Island, divide and conquer is still a good team strategy when you got strong individuals.
Yeah.
But as far as your knowledge of anime and manga, what do you think is the ideal team versus Straw Hats? Because like I said, Straw Hats is more divide and conquer instead of back to back.
It's kind of crazy to think about the differences between the people who count as emperors, right? So like you have Whitebeard, who anyone and their mama can join his crew, because he doesn't even... But I mean, as you know, they're all his sons, but there's so many of them, there's no way he could have like a personal relationship to everyone, right?
That's one of those, again, that's like, okay, team dynamic. One of the best team dynamics to throw out there for live action, just to go with the live action One Piece, the Expendables. That's a real team dynamic. Each nigga specifically does something at a specific time point in the group in order to accomplish the mission. One Piece, you know what I'm saying? You got team, but you more or less got family. So yeah. Whitebeard having all those people be his sons more or less made it a family more than a team dynamic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It made it more of a family dynamic. Just like with, I feel like Redhead Shanks. I feel like his crew is more family team dynamic. Because when my guy points a gun, he pulls the trick. You know what I'm saying? It was a motherfucking rap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. For threats.
You right. You know what I'm saying? You don't just point a gun and do nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta use that bitch.
It's like, it's crazy, and I kind of want to see more of it, but like, the crew, the Straw Hat crew, they kind of do their own thing, but Luffy kind of ties them together. So like, if you look at when that Celestial Dragon, you know, shot Hachi, right?
Yeah.
Luffy decked his ass. But you look at like Zoro, Sanji, all of them, they were all ready to, he's like, yo, you did it before I was able to do it. They didn't need Luffy to tell them to do that. They were going to do it. He just did it before they did. Yeah. Like, they all have their own sort of like motivations to do things, but they're like all under, you know, that flag. So it's not like they need Luffy necessarily to be motivated to do what they want to do. Sanji's going to get the all blue. You know, like, Zoro's going to be that swordsman. But, you know, it takes a personality like Luffy to say, you know what, the two of y'all fly under my flag.
Yeah.
And that kind of, like, leads to, like, Blackbeard. And, like, I think that's, like, the other side of that coin. Where, like, that crew is exactly the same way. They have their own things that they want to do, probably. But Blackbeard is just that kind of guy that he can get them all, like, under a flag.
Yeah.
And, like, you compare that to, like, Whitebeard, and it's like, okay, they, you know, they were there for Whitebeard, you know? Like you said, that family. They were, like, they don't really necessarily have ambitions outside of just being a crew together. At least that's how I took it.
Yeah, and that's what I said, like, but it's pretty much the same. I mean, because Whitebeard's crew, okay, we could probably take the words of Ace as, you know what I'm saying, the same as anybody who's on Whitebeard's crew. They're all, Ace was like, you know, I'm going to make Whitebeard the king of the pirates. That's what he told Luffy to his face. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I believe Whitebeard's going to be king of the pirates. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. Whitebeard got the best. He got the best fucking stats right now.
But also, when you're in Wano, you can take Nami's words, as, you know what I'm saying, as gospel for the rest of the Straw Hat crew. When she tells Ulti, Luffy's gonna be king of the pirates. He's never gonna stop trying to be king of the pirates, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, Ulti can't butt the fuck out of her ass.
But then,
hey man, my bad. Sidebar. I love Ulti. Ulti is in fucking sane. She's crazy as fuck. And I love her.
All I'm saying is, if Blackbeard gets Kaido's fruit, that's a fucking problem.
It's a motherfucking problem. You think Kaido?
Can he do that again?
You haven't watched all of Wano yet, so you don't know.
Mm-hmm. But, oh, he hasn't? Yeah.
He hasn't seen the rest of Wano.
If Blackbeard, from what I've seen, so this is, it's going to be a spoiler, non-spoiler. It doesn't matter to me because, like I tell Spider all the time, it's all about watching it for me.
Yeah.
You can't really spoil something by telling me. Well, I mean, you still got to watch it play out.
You pretty much seen the fight between Luffy and Kaido when you watch, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the premiere of Gear 5.
Yeah.
So, assuming that, I mean, let's just say Luffy beat him. Do you think Kaido's dead? What do you think it would take?
That last shot's crazy, isn't it?
You would have to take his devil fruit. And that's what I'm saying. Like, nigga.
What I'm saying is, you have to kill him to take his devil fruit. He has to be dead.
That last shot was crazy, though.
Well, I mean, if he took Whitebeard's devil fruit because Whitebeard was dead, he died on his feet.
You're right. I feel like in order to kill Kaido, you would probably have to either A, bash his head in with that same bat that he carries.
Mm-mm.
Or do what they do to all dragons. You gotta take the fire thing out of his
Kaido hole. Jumped off of a sky island trying to kill himself.
He tried. You see, here's the thing. He said he's tried to kill himself, but I'm like, bro, you can just, like, you know, fall into the ocean. That's like a quick way to not live anymore. You have a double sleep
right now. You don't do that, huh?
You could just like jump into the ocean. That's all I'm saying. If you really want to do it, you know. I took it until he was just drunk and, you know, being the drunk guy. He don't really want to die.
Right,
boy, I never thought about that.
Is the reason why you gotta have more people on the podcast. You gotta have.
Like, that's a real easy. That's like the easiest solution. Like, if you really don't want to be around anymore.
This is the reason. This is exactly why black people don't get roles and stuff now. Cause of shit like that. It'll take for a nigga like you to end the series. The whole series. Over. Like, well, you know, if you really wanted to die, gotta. Just like a jump in the fucking ocean, like, you know what I'm saying? Absolutely.
You could, man. You don't need any help to do that shit. If life is that hard for you, my friend, you can just get a ride out to the middle of the ocean and just fucking hop in.
Just let us put this sea prism fucking handcuffs on you and just push you over the fucking edge.
You ain't gotta do that.
He ain't gotta do that. He'll sink straight to the bottom. He's so goddamn big.
That nigga said, yo, if he really wanted to die, all he gotta do is fall in the goddamn
I never thought about this shit.
The last shot of that fight is like, I'm like, man, that's why I'm like, are they dead? Because, you know, I mean, they kind of, you know what I mean, where they ended up. I was like, man, how do you survive that shit, you know? Like,
that's hilarious. If he really wanted to fucking die, he could just jump in the fucking ocean. Talking about, oh, he jumped off a scaffold and tried to kill himself. That nigga Ryan come in the scene like, well, if he really wanted to.
He was just showing off. That's all he was doing. He was like, you know what, man? Let me show y'all how sick I am. I can survive this shit.
I fell from scaffold and then I got back up there. God damn it, man. See, we need that type of writing in the world. We need somebody to break the fourth wall every fucking time.
But yeah, it's like different. I think like all the different like captains have their own sort of like I feel like there's two different kinds of captains. The kind that just wants to let people do what they want to do, and then there's the kinds that like they have followers, but they're followers who believe in that captain, and that captain's gonna do the great thing. Like, so Bucky the Clown is kind of like that, where everyone except for Crocodile and Hawkeye, they want to see Buggy be that guy. Like, Buggy is the great, he's the great Bucky the Clown. You know, that's why we're following him, to make him great. Yeah. You would never see anyone on the Straw Hat crew that's just, like, on the crew like that, because philosophically, they have their own shit that they want to do. And, oh yeah, Luffy's also going to be the king of the pirates. On top of that.
Right. And that's one of those things to just ricochet. We talk about them so much. What about the Marines? I mean, you got fucking... These motherfuckers ain't no joke either. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my favorite, Akainu. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Sakazuki.
Sakazuki, you got fucking Gark running around. You got some strong. You got Kobe running like
this nigga Gark, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Helmeppo, it's a lot of shit.
Shout out to Vice Admiral Gark, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro.
That nigga use warships for punching bags.
The manga does not do this nigga justice. I can't wait to see that shit in animation.
I hope he survives, man. That's all I gotta say about that, man.
Man, Garp is a strong motherfucker, dog. Bro.
Yeah, that's what makes me afraid for him.
I didn't realize until I watched like a YouTube review that attack that he did actually destroyed a town.
I
was like, damn.
That's
bare hands.
He's definitely one of them type of niggas. Like, what the fuck?
No, that was like an island, wasn't it? That was an island troop that that guy had, right? The island troop?
Yeah.
That was a straight up island. Like, a living thing. That was a person. He fucked his whole shit up.
Yeah. This nigga Garp, bro. Garp hit hard.
Kobe about to Garp be right there with him. Hard.
Again, this nigga is using motherfucking old warships as fucking punching bags.
That's impressive. Yeah, that scene was just like looking at that, I was like, what am I looking at right now? Like he had this thing strung up like a pigeon, like
Kobe and Hell Meppo is doing that shit now.
Yeah. They gonna be fucking shit up. That's what I'm saying about the Navy too. Their team dynamic is real, I guess you could say, basic as far as whatever you might think from whatever military or governing body that's gonna be involved in trying to keep the peace with the people that they're trying to watch over, especially in those towns. So it's like when it comes down to team dynamic, I don't know. They kind of also more or less have like their own individual.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Some of them are like blindly loyal. They'll just do whatever they're ordered to do. And then some of them, like, you know, they're bleeding hearts. Right? Should we really kill all these people? I don't know, man. Should we do it? But they'll do it anyway, though. Like, even the people who aren't, even the people who like think that, like, oh, man, this is fucked up. They'll still do the shit. They'll just be sad about it later.
now Jaguar D. Saul left when he found out he was going to attack O'Hara. He was like, man, fuck that. I'm not going to do that.
After O'Hara got attacked, then they all died, right?
You know what I'm saying? He was one of the vice admirals that was supposed to be on the Buster Call.
But he did. He didn't stop it. He didn't do anything like that.
That is true. He did not stop it. He just tried to run away. But he's
He did the same way.
He did do something good though. He helped save Nico Robin.
Yeah. It was
worth it. Maybe that's how it was supposed to happen. You know what I'm saying?
I just think like in the real world, like, you got to think about how fucked up that is. Like, yeah, we're thinking about committing mass genocide. You know what? I can't do this anymore. I'm just going to leave. You guys do what you're going to do.
But see, what was he going to do? Like, nothing. Realistically, he couldn't even stop Aki.
Yeah. I just think it's crazy the Navy did that. Mass genocide. And this is, like, not the first or last time they're going to do it.
Aki is a motherfucking dog, too, though.
Yeah.
That's why I can't, like, just, again, they got their own rankings inside of that shit.
But he also saved Robin.
The one thing that they did was save Robin. But
Robin even got off the island.
Yeah. Now, Nico Robin really got that way. He was like, oh, yeah, you know what, bitch, I'll save you.
You're going to see some.
And that's another thing about all the Straw Hats. It's like somebody in their life, you know what I'm saying? It's like they're all chosen ones in a different way.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because I gonna lie to you, they really get their ass saved a lot. As much fighting and ass kicking as they do, it damn near takes somebody to save somebody in order for a nigga to win sometimes. Like, them niggas don't just be getting off scot-free with a lot of victories and shit. Like, sometimes it's like, because, man, a lot of times Luffy was definitely down and out, especially with Ace died. Like,
yeah.
If it wasn't for a motherfucking hitting him with them hormones, he probably wouldn't have made it.
If it
wasn't for Mr. Took, I don't think that nigga would have made it up out of the fucking Marine Ford. I mean, Impel Down.
Nope.
Even though he got, like, out of jail free for that, it's still crazy that they mentioned, yo, your lifespan is probably short. Like, Dragon Ball Z would never say some shit like that. Like, I fully expect Luffy is not gonna be an old man at the end of this shit.
No, I mean, because just fighting with Magellan alone.
Yeah. You don't just get away with shit in One Piece. Like, which is crazy. Yeah.
But then again, you never know, though, with this Joy Boy shit, it might bring a new dynamic to that life expectancy.
Maybe. I don't know. I think that this kind of story...
Because, you know what I'm saying, now you got that Bruce Banner Hulk situation where... If Bruce is going to die or essentially gets fucked up to the point that he does die or lose consciousness, Hulk essentially takes over, and then when the nigga turns back into Bruce, he's fully healed. So in this situation, I don't know if Luffy could really die versus turn into Joy Boy permanently. Mm. But then it's like him being Joy Boy is just really one of his gears. So it's like, could he go back to being Luffy? You know what I'm saying? Like,
we don't know if that's one of his gears. We don't know.
So him being Joy Boy is, you know, is his awakening. At least that's how I'm seeing it. Because
so now he's just always going to be like that.
Well, he can transform into that form. You know what I'm saying? His awakened state. Because his fruit is a Zoan fruit. Right. A human, mythical Zoan type Mika. You know what I'm saying? So, like, take a look at Kaido. You see when he turns into the dragon and he has that little, he has that same little cloud around him. You feel what I'm saying? Mm. Around his shoulders and shit. Luffy has that. And in the manga, you'll see that Rob Lucci and Kaku from Enies Lobby, them CP9 niggas from Enies Lobby, the nigga with the giraffe fruit and the nigga with the jaguar fruit.
Yeah.
Them niggas, they got the same thing. Cause they done awaken their devil fruits. And they it's Zoan. You know, the Zoan is always gonna be an animal.
Yeah. Yep. That's what's so great about this the way this nigga Jiro has wrote this. It's like, man, the team dynamics, like Ryan was laying out earlier. You're gonna have that boy gonna get to the east to the all blue. That boy Sanji gonna get the recipes. You know what I'm saying? Zoro is officially the king of hell right now. And forever. Luffy is very well on the way to being the king of the pirates. And spoiler alert for everybody listening, I feel like the One Piece is love. And as always, no. Wait a minute.
He's not gonna do that.
Okay. He explicitly said it is the One Piece is not gonna be something like the friends you get in the journey in the end. Nothing like that.
It's gonna be an actual one.
Yeah, this is gonna be an actual thing.
It better be. I know
what it is. As always, it's all about
family.
It's gonna be Dominic Toretto's GTO. It's gonna be Dominic Toretto's GTO. That nigga is gonna be like, whoa, now, what is this?
I have seen a theory now that the One Piece is actually
Fast and Furious.
The world is actually the One Piece world without the red line. Because all the seas will be in one piece. That's how you create the all blue that Sanji is looking for.
Oh yeah.
It's like,
So it's just gonna be one big
scene. No, I mean, like, okay, so Roger, he gets to Laugh Tale. He named it Laugh Tale. You feel what I'm saying? When he got there, whatever they found, it made the whole crew just bust out laughing. Mm. And Roger was like, "Damn, Joy Boy, I wish I could have been born in your era."
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The whole crew was just laughing, so they called it Laugh Tale. Now, I'm thinking that, okay, because this is a lot. You got the ancient weapons, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna need something to not actually knock down the red line, because that shit stretched farther, damn near farther than the Sky Islands. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You got Zunisha, the elephant, supposed to knock down the borders of Wano. The ancient weapon, I think it's a Pluton, is under Wano. So, turns out they built borders, you know what I'm saying?
To keep his...
No, they built borders around Wano, and rainwater filled it up. So there's a whole another country at the bottom of that shit.
Oh shit.
Yeah. That's why when the Straw Hats had to go in there, they had to go up the waterfall. But there's also a port where you can go to and just
right. That's right.
And it takes you up to the main city. But that port was built before, you know what I'm saying, this shit filled up with rainwater. Yeah. And we already got Poseidon. She in command of the all the sea beasts. Mm-hmm. That's Shirahoshi in Fishman Island. Mm-hmm. All we need to do is find Uranus.
And then
whatever they're gonna do, I'm thinking because that's the only way the all blue makes sense.
Yeah.
Sanji's dream is the key.
Yeah. And they're gonna have to knock down
how the else.
Yeah, you're gonna have to knock down the shit.
Then I was thinking about, I had heard another theory about how it might actually be like some type of blowhole to a creature. Because they say, okay, so Water 7, they say, so we're clear. This is for me watching YouTube videos. I'll be watching Grand Line Review. I'll be watching O'Hara. I'll be watching Mr. Morge. I'll be watching Marshall D. Preach.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I watch a lot of these guys. Shout out to all of those YouTubers.
Shout out to you guys.
You know what I'm saying? Because y'all spark good, you know what I'm saying, good thinking directions when it comes to this One Piece shit. Like, for real.
BDA loves me too.
I can't remember exactly where, you know what I'm saying? This is just a collaboration of what I've been watching from these guys. You know what I'm saying? This is just something that I know niggas don't be really thinking about. But, okay. I just wanted to get that in there because I don't want to be like, damn, he using my material like he did. Nah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm giving you a shout out, man. It's okay.
Yeah. But, okay. Damn. Forgot where I was going with it. What I left off with?
You saw about
the blowhole. Blowhole to a creature.
Blowhole. Okay, so they were saying that places like, okay, so remember during Water 7, they was talking about Aqua Laguna.
Yeah.
That's a lot to say.
Yeah. They say that Aqua Laguna
is your mom. No, I'm trying to let this
out. Aqua Laguna actually has waters from the All Blue. Mm. So they were saying that it might be that Aqua Laguna is the water from a big old whale. Davy Jones.
Whoa.
Man.
Okay, I'm trying to remember what the dude said. The Davy Jones, it was a Davy Jones theory. The Hidden Island actually had that one. Shout out to him. Who did he say was Davy Jones? Man, I watch so much of this shit. It's like, it's a lot going. It's a lot right now.
so many things.
Oh man. So they were saying that
my mom, your mom, everybody's moms getting together.
Yeah. I really should have wrote this down.
Because it sounds like it was good.
It was. You guys be having these theories about One Piece that be so intricate and have so many moving parts. It's like, damn, that shit kind of makes sense.
How do you keep up with it?
Like, there's so many, like, things to it. Like, in this lobby is, like, on top of this giant crater, you know, just thing that just goes straight down and never stops. And it's like, oh, that's an interesting place to put a, you know, a marine base.
Right.
And then, like, later on, you find out, oh, actually, that's, like, it looks like a prototype for, like, some kind of super weapon. And that was, like, we still have the full story on that. Like, what was there before that led him to do that?
Because it just made another hole.
Like, it just made another one. It's like, oh, okay. That's scary as shit. Like, you can just make, you can just turn the planet into Swiss cheese. Who are these people? Like,
that's why that's why I thought Whitebeard really had the coldest fucking fruit. This nigga can punch reality. What the fuck is going on?
No, look at this, the tsunamis that happen after his attack goes, like the way they show it. Like, no one's surviving that. That is death. In the direction that he does that, like, full power at, that's a crazy devil fruit.
Yeah.
That's and super- they did a good job showing, like what the aftermath of that was. Like, I think in the newspaper and stuff, they were talking about, like, the casualties that just went on for miles.
Because somebody had to be in between one of those splits.
Yeah.
And they just split in two, like, boink!
Niggas like, you know, man, he hit a giant in the face with that shit, yeah. Bro. He hit a giant in the face with the tremor power, bro. I know that shit had to hurt
his face. The way that his head like just curved under, I was like, oh shit, you are not gonna feel good, man. That after
he
that,
hit Akainu in the face with that shit.
Yeah, he had to hit Akainu. Face of that shit. That crazy. I thought he knew was one of those niggas that you don't give cocaine. Like, for real. You can't that's one cannon you don't let loose.
Like, no, bro, you can't party. You can't smoke with us.
Nah.
Like, no, man, you can't. We ain't gonna pass you the weed, bro. Go home. Yeah, right, you just out here work in the morning.
That, like, I like the idea of Akainu. But my God, he's like probably one of the few people in the Navy. I'm like, you know what, dude, you're just an asshole. Cause like, you're a dick, but you have the power to act on your shit too. So it's like, I hate him.
Yeah, because he's one of those people that can in the Navy that really pose an actual threat.
It has,
he's willing to kill you. Well, not anymore since he's become Fleet Admiral. He ain't did nothing but sit at the desk.
Well, I mean, that's what they had to put. I mean, but you know how that goes.
You had to do. They had to do that to that nigga.
Yeah,
like, man, sit your ass down.
Your ass out here killing people. You're murdering people. You lost an arm. Al-Keys, you don't fuck with you. You know what I'm saying?
He even killed a Marine during Marineford.
Yep.
Marineford or the Paramount War. The War of the Best, whatever you want to call it.
Marineford and Son.
Yeah. Because they be like, man, it's really pronounced Marineford. But all Americans be saying Marine Ford. And I'd be like, man, how about
Marine Ford? But because of your accent, you're saying Marineford. And let's face it, YouTubers are notorious for I don't know.
For being from Australia.
I don't know if it's because.
Shout out to Australia.
Yeah, shout out to Australia, but fuck them spiders. I'm not going there. I'll never be in Australia. I'll tell you that. I won't be in the Outback, Mike.
The shout out to Australia.
Shout out to Australia, but man, them fucking spiders, dog. You lost one here. But now, outside of that, though, I don't know, man. There's really no beginning nor end. This is like one of the biggest take-ons since Star Wars. Like, there's a lot going on. I feel like Star Wars is happening in the galaxy far, far away from Wano right now. Because these are the two biggest events happening in any world at any time right now.
And then the crazy part about it, the difference between One Piece and Star Wars is that Star Wars, it started out as just one movie series that was about the world, but then it started doing spinoffs.
Yeah.
With One Piece, it's just One Piece.
Yeah, it's just One Piece.
You know what I'm saying?
The spinoffs are happening all the time.
The main continuity is just
happening
in this one story, and it still feels expansive.
Yeah. It's just One Piece.
Like, that shit is an achievement on itself. I remember when I first started watching this shit, and I was just looking at it with my homegirl, and I remember saying, like, man, who the fuck is writing this shit? This shit is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of moving like, parts. I feel like
that was just in the beginning of East Blue Saga. You know what I'm saying? First 50 episodes. I'm like, what the hell?
It's just a fever dream. that first season is a fever dream, man. It's like, what is going on? This guy made out of rubber just punched his fist through like actual spikes.
Can we sidebar for a second? What the fuck really is a fever dream?
Once
that's a political correct term for a nightmare now?
Yeah. Like you see some like a hallucination. Like if you think about One Piece, you have swords that literally eat fruits and become like, you know, become like elephants. Yeah. That's the definition of like some physical that I saw in a dream. A nightmare.
Yeah. Bruh.
A fucking fever.
Do you know about Al Pacatino? That shit took the fuck out, bro.
You have a Mexican guy who like swims in the ground. Like literally he swims. That's his power. And everyone calls him hard boiled. He's still hard boiled.
And he got one of the most realest fucking stories, bro.
Yeah.
As to why he dressed the way he dressed. It's like, man.
He gets sweaty after his swim and he like he has bitches behind him. He takes their bikinis and he wipes his face with. Like, bro, if this is not a Dos Equis or some kind of beer commercial, man, and that's this guy. That's who he is.
Bro, this and that, and I feel like the only thing that can coincide with this is literally like Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Cause it's like if you were to go down the wrong rabbit hole, you'll probably end up in Wanda.
Yeah.
You'll just fall, you'll just be like, where the fuck? Why is that river flowing up like that?
Exactly. Like, see, like, One Piece, so
you gotta go on it. Yeah. To see something flowing up.
Yeah, you can just land in
Reverse Mountain.
Reverse Mountain, Skypiea. My mom.
Like people can see. People can say like different shows, like you know, like I said, that word, fever dream. Like they can say that, and you'd be like, yeah, what does that mean? I can describe to you a million instances of something that happens in One Piece. And that's just like a normal thing. It's just like, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, a huge person with small legs like that. A nigga that with bionic robotic arms.
Nothing is funnier than the long arm tribe.
A race and of people.
Guess what? Them niggas be beefing with the long leg tribe.
A race of people. That have musical instruments. Yeah, no.
Until they start having kids, then you got regular tall motherfuckers and short motherfuckers. That shit funny.
And then in the Big Mom Pirates, you got members of the Long Neck Tribe.
Oh. Yeah. And she's like a Pokemon trainer. She has to have every goddamn. She's gonna bet everyone.
She's got every single race except the Giants.
And she's like, oh, you're black? You're black? I haven't had a black yet. Come here.
I don't think I have any black guys. Get some of these African Americans.
I definitely would have wanted to have been like the earlier guys that got to her. Not now, though. No. Her current form, no thank you.
Yeah, when she was with the Rock Spiders, Big Mom was fine as hell.
Yeah.
And she was already doing that shit then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, no. We need more rights. And that's what the fuck my mans was preaching about. In fucking in the live action.
You know what I'm saying? That nigga Arlong.
Yeah, shout out.
A fucking activist.
Shout out to he earned his koofy.
That nigga, that's for the people.
He can wear that koofy down into the ocean, man.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man.
I feel like that's pretty much I guess the epitome of what team dynamics in One Piece is really made out to be. You gotta stand on your own two feet before you can get on this ship. Yeah. And then maybe we can talk.
Unless you're Usopp. We make an exception for him.
Well, Usopp holds his own now. Usopp will get down now when he needs to.
You're still looking at him, though. Like, when he first got put on the ship, man, Luffy,
Yeah, he's a bitch. He was still developing, though. But see, that's the thing. He a sniper. So he was really good at what he did. He just wasn't, you know what I'm saying? He just had to acclimate to a battleground setting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sniper King Usopp. He is the Sniper King. Like, he gonna hit you.
shout out to his motivation, by the way. He wants to be a brave warrior of the sea. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's gonna happen when they get the L back. When they get to the land of the giants, that's when it's gonna happen.
They gonna make Usopp him whole.
They gonna have something that, akin to Thor's hammer, and Usopp gonna lift that shit. Yeah. Because
you'll become a giant.
Usopp hammer. Bro, listen, shout out to fucking Usopp and the Usopp hammer, bro. Thriller Bark. Bro, this is the funniest shit ever. He's fighting Perona, and she has the power to make, she has the hollow fruit, and she can make ghosts
called
negative hollows. They pass through you, and they make you regret your entire life.
Beautiful fight. Yo, bro. I'm not gonna lie. When I realized what they were gonna do, I was like, oh my god, the funniest shit.
The negative hollows hit Usopp did not work because Usopp is so negative anyway.
He's like, I already have complete
depression. There's no, it can't get no more negative than his attitude. So, what does he do? He, you know what I'm saying? After a little fight or whatever. He ends up throwing fake roaches on this bitch.
And scared.
Bruh, scared the fuck out of her. And then he pulls out this big ass hammer. That shit say 10 ton.
And it was 10 ton.
He hit her with that shit. That shit said, she's still fainting.
He did the same shit in Alabasta, but they actually make you think. That he killed this thing. I was like, oh shit, he's actually strong. I didn't know that. Come to find out later on, it's like, oh wait, nah, you woke up after that shit? Nah, it was a real.
That's funny as
well. Bro, this nigga Usopp, bro. And this is and one thing I hate that they didn't do in the live action. After he beat that first fish man, he went over there, the nigga started moving. He went over there with his hammer and was like, Usopp hammer. Usopp hammer. You know what I'm saying? He started beating that nigga. It was a real hammer. He was beating the fuck out of him. I was like, damn, that was one disappointment that I had. I wanted to see that. I was looking for that part. I'm not gonna lie, I was looking for that part. But it's okay. It's still cool that he beat the fish, man. But I wanted to see the little Usopp hammer part.
It's still time.
They made him cool. They made him too cool in the live action. I don't mind it, but yeah, he's too cool. He's not gonna do any
of it. I'm not gonna lie. Black Usopp is what we needed. And then not to mention, Usopp is what I was talking about with the live action adaptations of anime. Anime as a whole really hinges on the reactions to shit. And it's over dramatized and dramatic, and like, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's real over the top. So when it comes down to Usopp really is an over animated character enough as it is. But the one thing that rang true, If niggas paid attention to it or not, but when Arlong start getting shit busting in that fucking restaurant, that nigga Usopp, when that table flipped over and that nigga Usopp scurried away on his hands and knees, that was real true to the anime, and it looked good. And it did too much. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, like they say, the perfect recipe, less is more. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to do too much because you don't want to make that a situation to where now you got niggas overacting and overdoing things and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, perfect. Great. It was good. I mean, it was good for what it was supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Again, team dynamics as far as them niggas being on there and having the opportunity to, like, really find themselves, I guess, within the ranks of what they got going on. You know, all that shit cool. You know, at the end of the day, I really feel like we got a lot more shit to see and expect. And I feel like I said, one of the best fights so far was with King and Queen, as far as the team dynamic is goes, I guess. But as far as the Straw Hat Pirates as a whole, this is what the King of the Pirates is supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be not just one guy, but, you know what I'm saying, a family, of course. But more than anything, he has some of the biggest players in the game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And is undoubtedly the best to come out of the worst generation. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you look at the exploits of the Straw Hats as individuals, like stories that can be told about you to say, oh, this is a guy who's on his crew. Usopp probably has, despite his personality and all that, the biggest exploits out of, like, a lot of them, most of them, even. You could combine several of the Straw Hats, and he'll have a story that, or like a story that's told about him that surpasses a lot of the crew, which is crazy. And it shows, like, how much a character like him, like, how much, you know, Oda likes him as a character. Like, I love him. But there's so much stuff that he does, and I think it's kind of understated just how much, I think, like, his fame and stuff is compared to the rest of the crew. Like, burning the flag down as Sniper King, you know, like, taking down this character that's oppressing an entire nation of toys. Like, Usopp has done a lot.
Yeah, he has. And just as much. Chopper has done just as much, too, for him to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Curing diseases. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's done a lot and has went through a lot of his backstory as well. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? For the two people to really be the underdogs, them niggas pull their weight. That's why I say that team dynamic is something totally different, because Chopper having the medical person on the ship is definitely important. But also having this medical person being able to transform into life-saving shit, like a big balloon cushion or wild Mandarbeast, is definitely helpful and it's definitely utilitarian.
All with having a 50 to 100 berry bounty. I just think it's crazy. Like his bounty sheet, every time I see it, I'm like, yo, y'all need to put some respect on my man Chopper, bro. This is getting goddamn ridiculous.
Yeah. It's gonna take for them to really fight. I think after this arc right here, after Egghead Island, they're going to issue Chopper a real bounty.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
So, spoiler alert for you know what I'm saying, because you ain't through Wano yet, but they go to Egghead Island where Vegapunk is. And there is basically the Navy is trying to kill Vegapunk now. And they're fighting Kizaru, Rob Lucci.
Yeah,
Kaku, he's indisposed, but he's there.
Triple. You
know, and one of the fucking Elder Stars.
Yeah.
That's
a lot of
things
going on.
Bro.
Oh, God. This is so good.
You read the latest chapter?
Yeah, I did.
Bro.
I did.
Bro.
I was like, it's happening. It's finally happening, dude.
Oh, my God. This shit is going down.
He's the rule, man. I'm like, oh, man.
So that's what I said, man. That's a lot of shit going on.
As soon as I saw the chapter name, I was like, oh, no. not Luffy versus. Oh no, no. Oh no. Because I thought it. I was like, man, now that he has this hockey shit, man, there's no like, what it used to be. Okay, this dude is made out of light. You can't touch him. Oh wait, hockey lets you. Okay, Luffy can kick his ass now, right?
Right.
There we are. It's finally happening, man. It's like, oh man.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh man.
That's what we've been waiting on. It's a double feature.
Yeah.
And shout out to Jewelry Bonnie. I like her power. The way she can, nigga, she can give you a near death experience.
She'll turn you into an infant.
It ain't even gotta kill you. It's just gonna kill you and bring you back.
That strong antsy.
I was like, damn. I thought she could just age things backwards and forwards, but
that's still strong.
Yeah.
Even Kuma, like Kuma is like, I'm like, oh man, Kuma. So that's where he was going. That's what, oh, okay.
Yeah. He's still in the marriage wall, right?
I don't know if it's him or if it's like some kind of programming that he put in last minute, but honestly, like you guys talk about, you know, like, okay, like the theories about them bringing on the red line. If you're asking me, the only thing I want to see by the end of this is every motherfucker, the Celestial Dragons that's up there, I want that to come down and for them to be gone. Like whatever they are, because they make it kind of like a point that, okay, they're separate from regular people. That is some kind of whatever they are. I don't know if it's aliens or what, but that's like a group that's just like taking control of the regular class.
And you know, the entire world.
So yeah. I want whatever they have going on, because they, especially if they're all like that, I need them to kind of just like not be around. That's all I want to see Luffy and his crew do. If that means that's the One Piece, that's my One Piece.
Right.
Yeah. Because that's some fucked up shit that all of them are like, the whole slave thing, that's crazy. What they do, like Fishman and all that, nah.
And then they inbreed.
Yeah.
Like, come on. What
they can't be human. I don't know what they are, but it can't be that they're human.
Yeah. And they like, okay, so this is what I think. I think it, because Luffy is supposed to destroy Fishman Island. That's what the lady said.
Yeah.
Shot. So maybe Luffy uses that weapon that Emu just used on Lulisha. Spoiler alert, my bad. And you know, hits Mary Zwa because it's right above Fishman Island. So it's gonna hit all of that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they're gonna have Laboon and all the whales. Hit the red line for where they at.
Bring it down.
They probably gonna have the fucking Pluton built, and they gonna have all the sea creatures all hitting the red line like that.
That'll do it.
Yeah, and that's gonna take it all the way down.
You think so? What I like to think, so the whole Joy Boy thing. Do you think that Roger saw the future or the past? Because honestly, they make it seem like he looked into the past, but what if they never said specifically whether or not the era he saw was Luffy's era in the future? Which is possible.
Yeah.
And what would make him laugh is Luffy doing all that Looney Tunes shit that he does.
Yeah.
Could be, you know.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
It's possible.
Because Togi had the devil fruit that can take you forward in time. What if there's a devil fruit that can take you backward in time? And maybe maybe Luffy, maybe we'll see Luffy time travel.
Man.
And go back in time and try to fix the Void Century.
I want to see that. I want to see that Void Century. I want to see
that. That Void Century looked like it was a lot of shit going on in it, too.
Hey, you know what? I just remembered another theory that I seen. You ready for this one? Remember Oars? Yeah.
Yeah.
The theory is not the Oars corpse that Moria had on Thriller Bark, but his father or his predecessor, the previous Oars before him, was Joy Boy.
Now we out here making our own Easter eggs. Didn't see this coming.
Oars, bro.
Oars, horse.
Because of that, I think that theory came about because of the giant straw hat. And the fact that Sunisha, the elephant that carries Zoe, is a companion of Joy Boy.
These are some real deep thoughts.
I hope it's not. I mean, that Oars, like Oars and that whole line is cool, but I don't know.
Interesting.
It's just like Luffy somehow. I don't know, like Luffy went to the past or some shit. Maybe I'm wrong, but I kind of hope that that's what it is. Because I don't really want... What I like about One Piece, at least at first, is that Luffy just kind of came out of nowhere, it seemed like. I really want it to be that somehow Luffy is just like this guy who just so happens to be this way, and it leads to him doing all this crazy shit. I don't want him to be like destined to do it or anything like that. And honestly, the idea of him somehow making it to that past or something, or someone seeing his exploits in the future and that leading to the legend that, you know, causes him to exist in the first place, I like that. But if you say that, okay, well, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a deep one to think about.
Yeah, that's a deep cut.
What is it to like time travel shit? I swear to God, it always ends up like this. It's like, oh man, how are they gonna do it? Are you gonna? And I always wanted to just be like the Back to the Future effect, you know?
Yeah.
Just don't see yourself, and there's always that episode where like, okay, they're in the past and they're just kind of like dancing around all this other shit that they're doing, like, you know, while they're fighting it, while Luffy's fighting in the war, like the other Luffy is in the background, like, oh shit, I can't let him see me.
Yeah. But that's where smart writing comes from. You don't want to put everything up front because you still got to have story development.
Yeah.
And you don't want to take too many major players out of the game too soon.
Yeah.
Marvel movies. But it happens. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man.
I still want to see Robin do more. Like, another thing that gets pointed out is the fact that post-time skip, Robin doesn't do a lot, you know? And I know she just learned Fishman Karate.
She saved Sanji's ass, you know?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, until Wano,
yes.
Robin, you know what I'm saying, really wasn't, she wasn't really doing much. But yeah, she did prove herself in Wano. Like, Black Maria thought it was a game. Black Maria really thought it was a game. And then she was like, no.
Yeah, that's not.
We gonna do this.
This is how we're gonna kick this off. Yeah, man.
Yeah, they have the roles. She does just kind of tend to sit in the back. But then again, the knowledge that she has, like in terms of like, okay, putting the stuff that the crew is seeing, maybe she doesn't share it all the time. But like the context you know that she's gonna eventually put shit together, and that's right. That's her role in it. It's kind of the same with Brooke doesn't really seem like he does a lot, even though he's probably like my favorite Straw Hat next to like Usopp.
Yeah, I want to see Brooke do more too.
I think he needs more power ups. I don't know. Like, I feel like he's been powered up a lot, but I want to see more. But I know that's not his role. He's not really the fighter. He's supposed to be like
the musician.
Yeah. Keeps everyone's spirits up, and he does that.
Yeah, he definitely does. but that's ice from the underworld shit, like that shit ain't no hope.
Yeah.
And his manipulation of souls, like he ain't no. And then he's really a pirate from the era before Roger, so he probably had some type of information also.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because like he even said every time somebody mentioned, well, when they had mentioned the King of the Pirates, he was like, "I remember a rookie named Roger."
Yeah, yeah. What? Yeah, I remember that. I was like, oh, that's a little crazy. Just like, oh, yeah, I remember that guy making noise back then. Yeah.
Yeah.
just casually, like, yeah. I was alive when he was around.
Man, Roger was just starting out.
Yeah.
Hello. But yeah, we're going to go on to we're going to wrap it up right here. Ryan, tell them where they can find you at on social media.
You can find me on Instagram. Just look up RyanFF7, I guess, if you want to. But, you know, or not.
Boss Frank. Yeah, you know, it's your boy Big Boss Freezy back in the motherfucking Heezy. You can find me on Instagram at _BossFrank. That's right, it's _BossFrank. Don't forget to check me out on Who Really Gives a Fuck. Come through, check out what we got going on. And Spider will also be on there. We're probably going to have Ryan on there eventually if he's ready to get off in those weeds. And you can find me at KingSpiderMan720 on Instagram. You can also follow my book page. That's what I want y'all to follow, my book page. The_red_bricks_saga.
Yeah.
And that is Craig Reviews. Also follow Craig Reviews, of course.
Of course. You gotta
follow Craig
Reviews. How else are you gonna get these reviews?
Yeah, you gotta follow Craig Reviews.
Yeah, man, we out this bitch. Make sure you guys tune in, stay tuned, and as always, stay classy, San Diego.
Bye-bye.